From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you've seen a photo of a newborn baby recently, chances are you've laid eyes on the subject of our next story. We're talking about a blanket, a white flannel blanket with pink and blue stripes that's become a staple in hospitals across the country. For the latest in our series, Beginnings, NPR's Andrea Hsu set out to learn more about this unassuming scrap of fabric that's woven itself into American life.
Oh, see? Yeah, it's okay.
Nurse Colleen Santos swaddles a baby boy just 2 hours old.
So I take this and I lay it over the baby kind of in a diamond shape.
The nursery at Advocate Condell Medical Center in Libertyville, Illinois, has been stocked with the same pink and blue striped blankets since before Santos started here 9 years ago.
So I know nothing else but these blankets.
Well, first of all, they're very absorbent when you first get them.
Donna Clark is manager of the maternity ward. She has theories about why these blankets have endured.
They're the right size for the baby. They're gender neutral, so we don't get a dad saying, you know, you're putting my little boy in pink or my little girl in blue.
Ann Clark says they wash well. That's important because they go through so many of them, 15 to 20 from the minute the baby comes out until he or she is out the door. This hospital, like many hospitals, doesn't actually own the blankets. They rent them for about 10 cents a piece from Healthcare Laundry Systems.
Kind of like a movie, you know, you rent a movie and you have to give it back.
Jai Katusha is director of sales, service, and marketing for the laundry. She says the blankets last about 15 washes before they're thrown out or lost. Last year, Healthcare Laundry Systems purchased about 180,000 of them. The manufacturer is just up the road.
We sell approximately 1.5 million units a year of just this one style, which is absolutely our number one style of blanket.
Jim Robertson heads the MedCrest Textile Division of Medline Industries. That's a medical supply company in Mundelein, Illinois. He guesses they've produced close to 25 million of these blankets since 1980.
For whatever reason, it's been a staple item all the way back as far as we were able to trace the catalogs for Medline, which was back to the 1950s. It really hasn't changed a whole lot in all that time.
One thing that has changed, the blankets were once made in America. Today, they're made in Karachi, Pakistan. Robertson says part of the appeal is the price. They sell them wholesale for about $2.50 a piece, which is less than the same blanket with a duck or dinosaur print. It makes sense that hospitals and hospital laundries would go for the less expensive option, given how many disappear.
How many of these did we get?
How many did we get? Or how many did we acquire?
Zach and Penny Johnson's son Henry is already 4 years old, but they still have, tucked in with other keepsakes, one of his pink and blue striped hospital blankets. Just days after Henry was born, Zach Johnson wrote on his blog that he was totally in love with the blanket.
I don't know. The pattern reminded me of sort of like Italian racing stripes, almost like would be on the side of a motorcycle helmet or the side of a cool old Steve McQueen little sharp race car.
While the blanket has been a runaway success for Medline, it's not a product they showcase much. Medline's president, Andy Mills, says, after all, it is but a minor character in the momentous production that is childbirth.
It's such a beautiful event. It's great to be part of it, but we're not the leading role in there.
Andrea Hsu, NPR News.